Thomas Meinecke, Move D, On the Map.
Norfolk. Der US-amerikanische Kriegshafen in beiden Weltkriegen vermint durch unbemerkt in ihn eingedrungene deutsche U-Boote. Die verdunkelten Ortschaften entlang der Küste Virginias und der Carolinas. Reichsdeutsche Kriegsreporter an Bord der todbringenden Flotte. Die in den letzten Kriegsjahren zur Entstehung kommende dekonstruktive Musik Charlie Parkers, täglich zu hören über die Radiostationen des Feindes. In den Köpfen der Besatzungen mit an Bord das deutsche Kulturgut, etwa die ozeanische, so ausnehmend friedliche Eröffnung der 4. Symphonie von Johannes Brahms in E-Moll. Bereits vor Jahrhunderten hatten sich massenhaft afrikanische Amerikaner bei der Kriegsmarine verdingt. Norfolk auch als Epizentrum des modernen Rhythm and Blues. Teddy Riley, Timbaland, Missy Elliott, The Neptunes als stilistisch revolutionäre Produzenten direkt vor und nach der Jahrtausendwende. Der schwarze Atlantik als Folie postkolonialer politischer Manifestationen. Ungerechtfertigte brutale Polizeigewalt noch in jüngster Vergangenheit gegen zahllose Mitglieder der Black Community. Entsprechende Protestkundgebungen in den Straßen der Stadt. Hey brother. I got shot with my hands up. And he shot me in my neck. No, I got the video of it.
Versus what you see right thing, cause even the white gangs get the prejudice. We fear what's different and everybody ain't the same. Seems to me the higher class has a problem. You always wear a tie, but he left the house without one. I guess all because the difference is this young man can be banned from the membership. After walking in the church, he wants to turn back. Cause the preacher sounds like the teacher, and the teacher sounds like the policeman. Guess you can say it's church hopping. They smoking Mary Jane, high as Mary Poppins. Church, you just lost one. School, you just lost one. Government, you just lost one. But guess who just got one?
How deep How deep is the ocean?
Washington, The Library of Congress mit ihrem auch unglaublich umfassenden Musikarchiv, für das bereits Jelly Roll Morton, selbst erklärter Erfinder des Jazz, sein Vermächtnis sonisch zu Protokoll gab, und ihr legendärer antiker Vorgänger, die gigantische Bibliothek des alten Alexandria. Das historische Treffen des ägyptischen Militärorchesters von Salah Ragab mit dem pazifistischen Orchestra des Sun Ra in Kairo. Das Sun Ra Orchestra als gleichsam hieroglyphisch gefasster Orden und extraterrestrische Männerkommune mit Wohnsitz in Philadelphia, das vor Washington die Kapitale der Vereinigten Staaten von Amerika war. Sun Ra, Ankunftszone Alabama, eigentlich aus dem in afrodiasporischer Dislocation zur politischen Heimat erklärten Universum, auf dem Planeten Saturn geboren, dem im alten Ägypten angebeteten Sonnengott ergeben. Chuck Browns jazzige Go-Go-Orchester in Washington, D.C., Go-Go als der afrikanisch-amerikanische Dance-Groove dieser in P-Funk postulierten Chocolate City. Barack Obama als erster Black President der USA.
humans on the planet, we have angels on the planet. So now, you don't have a government in the world that give angels any rights. Although they're teaching it in churches and other places, there are angels. Yet, I don't know of any country that has any rights for angels.
Houston. Wir haben ein Problem, Houston, meldet die durch einen aufgetretenen technischen Defekt beunruhigte Besatzung der Mondmission Apollo 13 an die nun in verstohlen nervöse Betriebsamkeit geratende NASA-Bodenstation in der von zahllosen belebten Stadtautobahnen und träge dahinfließenden Bayous durchzogenen südosttexanischen Millionenstadt mit ihrer großen Gay-Community, aber auch weitläufigen Ghettos der Marginalisierten. Das nach einer gewaltvollen Auseinandersetzung nur an einem Strang auf seine Wange heraushängende Auge eines Mitglieds der Ghetto Boys auf dem Cover ihres We Can't Be Stopped Albums. Die Gitarristen leiten in Hopkins, Albert Collins, Gatemouth Brown, Johnny Guitar Watson, aber auch die Sängerin Beyoncé Knowles als musikalische Protagonisten der Stadt. Vom elektrifizierten Country Blues über den urbanisierten Rhythm and Blues bis zum so kommerziellen wie zukunftsweisenden Cyber R&B des anbrechenden 21. Jahrhunderts. Beyoncé im angeregten Gespräch mit ihrem Friseur, den sie bereits kannte, als er noch ein Junge war.
The trajectory looks good. We show a 1.5 mile an hour this time.
13 Houston, go at 30 seconds.
where the window is, the rest of you are semi-silhouetted. It's a pretty impressive picture.
Jack Booster says that's great. He says the booster is doing its thing normally. Concur, we don't see much on the television at all.
Great flag, but they're both on the clothes.
East St. Louis, das sich geografisch zu St. Louis, Missouri verhält wie Ludwigshafen zu Mannheim, hier durch den Mississippi, dort durch den Rhein getrennt und im benachbarten Bundesstaat, hier Illinois, gelegen. Das größere St. Louis war im ausgehenden 19. Jahrhundert die ekstatisch pulsierende Metropole der Ragtime-Musik. Tom Turpin als die Zentralfigur dieses ersten weltweit erfolgreichen afroamerikanischen Genres. W.C. Handy schrieb hier bereits vor der Jahrhundertwende den St. Louis Blues auf. 1904 die große Weltausstellung in St. Louis. 1927 verfasste Duke Ellington den ersten Charts-Hit seiner Karriere East St. Louis Toodaloo im Jungle-Style. Africanism, Negritude. Miles Davis wurde in East St. Louis geboren. Von den 1940er Jahren bis in die 1970er Jahre würde er die Entwicklung des Jazz, der vor 100 Jahren aus dem Ragtime hervorging, maßgeblich mitbestimmen. Bebop, Birth of the Cool, Hardbop, die Elektrifizierung, das Blubbern und Verströmen sowie die Öffnung zum fernen Orient hin. Ungefähr zeitgleich der unaufhaltsame Niedergang von East St. Louis. Rapider Rückgang der einst drastisch blühenden Schwerindustrie, zunehmende Arbeitslosigkeit, der deprimierende Verfall der Wohnviertel, die Abwanderung der verarmten Bevölkerung, die heute zu 97% afroamerikanisch ist. Die schrumpfende Stadt.
Thank you. it was, can't seem to get anything done. Nobody follows us on anything. I'm not surprised. It's almost to the point where it makes you cry sometimes. It's kind of degrading.
This was one of the nicest neighborhoods you could move in. It's hard to swallow. It's hard to swallow because I know I'm not the only one to pay tax for these things. At least East St. Louis can show us.
I need to see.
Well, we have had collection agencies in other areas. We saw it another way. Then we said, let's stop doing it the way we've been doing it.
Just because it wasn't effective?
It wasn't as effective as we needed to be.
I was desperate because I didn't have anyone to leave. It's been like hell. It looked like it's wet. It was all raining. That's why I keep the door shut. I don't come down here. No. They know I'm on. It is. Because, you know, they prey on low income people. They think they get the deal.
I think there's any other way to put it except that it's predatory. What we're asking for is injunctive relief requiring that he actually get these properties up to code, and obviously damages for our clients who have had to live in houses that, quite frankly, you or I would never live in.
It's really hard, you know, it's disappointing because he prey on the low income. You know, I mean, you know, you can go get his list of houses, you're not gonna find anything in Bell Hill, you're not gonna find anything in Collinsville. You're not gonna find anything in Grand City. Everything is gonna be right here in East St. Louis or Washington Park.
They are the housing market and they've driven the rest of the market into the ground. I think it's, at this point, it's hard to imagine a way out of what Ceron has created.
Mr. Ceron is my friend. He's a nice man. I think it's been, you know, when you look at a small area like this, I think it's been good. Boy, because there's people that, like I said, could not afford to go to the bank or to maybe other real estates and say, well, look, I got $500, I want to put it down on it. They don't have the credit, and you know what I'm saying. And I just want to be fair.
Numbers speak for themselves. Do we have a lot of losses? Certainly. Do we evict people that don't pay? Yes, sir. Do some of them have fires that just happened? Yes, sir. Now, do we go out and put the finger on anyone? No, sir.
If you weren't living here,
I'd be homeless.
You would be homeless.
Yes.
This is your last stop.
Yes.
Watts. Die sich ständig verändernde Bevölkerungsstruktur der City of Quartz, Los Angeles. Die afroamerikanischen Aufstände in Watts 1965, das Wattstax Festival 1972 in Black and Blue, die Aufstände von 1992, Black, Brown and Beige. Zunächst die politisch motivierte Stadtguerilla, the Black Panthers. Dann die Bandenkriege der Crips in Blau und Bloods in Rot. Durchmischte Selbstverständnisse, Bürgerwehr, Freibeuter, Drogenhändler. Johnny Otis als Sohn griechischer Einwanderer, die in Berkeley einen Lebensmittelladen betrieben. Eine neue Einwanderungswelle umspülte ihr Anwesen und im Nu fanden sie sich, ohne dass sie umgezogen wären, in einem rein afroamerikanischen Viertel wieder. Johnny gefiel das. Er nahm die raffiniert signifizierenden Codes aus der Nachbarschaft an, liebte die Musik der neu zugezogenen und ihre Mädchen, von denen er eine heiraten würde. Johnny Otis betrachtete sich nun und für den Rest seines Lebens als schwarz. 1945 gründete er in L.A. eine landesweit sehr erfolgreiche All-Black R&B Big Band. 1947 eröffnete er in Watts einen einschlägigen R&B Nightclub. Zwei Jahrzehnte später stieg sein Sohn Shuggy noch als Jugendlicher in seine Band ein. 1974 brachte Shuggy Otis das innovative, heute legendäre Soul-Album Inspiration Information heraus.
What's up, homie?
What's up, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
What's your name?
They call me Face.
Face?
Yeah.
You from PJ?
Yeah, Project.
For real?
J-Watch Crip.
Is that what this right here is?
Yeah.
PJWC?
Yeah. album.
For real?
Project Land, I'm home.
How long you been from PJ?
Day one, born and raised.
For real, you think I can do a one-on-one interview with you?
Yeah, you can do a one-on-one interview with me right now.
For real, you want right here at this spot, or where is it cool?
Yeah, we can go anywhere.
For real?
It's not safe zone. Right
you don't think it's safe right here?
Nah.
No, how come?
Man, you can grip the enemies come rolling up in the pyramid.
What are the main enemies over here?
Molas, Carvers, Great Street.
For real? Now, if I point in that direction, who's over there?
Mona.
Oh, Mona Park, Compton.
Mona Park.
They're Compton, right? And what about down this way?
Yeah, Carver's down that way. Oh, it's Compton too.
And you don't get along with Carver?
Nah.
And what about down there? There's no hoods on the other
that's
side.
Linwood.
Yeah, that's Linwood. What about the Mexican neighborhoods?
Mexican neighborhood. Besides the Florence, man, we don't beef with nobody over here. No Mexican. No.
Are y'all beefing with Florence?
Yeah.
Are you clicked up?
Nice.
Are you clicked up with the East Coast?
Nah.
Nah. Oh, okay.
East Coast.
Well,
I'm fuck with them every once in a while, but.
So who's your main ally?
Main allies? Well, let's see. So Sam Street.
Any of the other Watts sets like Watts Mafia or Fudge Town or?
We fuck with the Fudge Town. Fudge Town every day.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna take this microphone off and put it on you so I can interview you.
All right. Man, where we at right now? This the funny side. We got different cliques in the hood, man. Bull side, Island side, Funny side, Pill Head.
Which clique are you from?
Well, me, I'm from the Bull. That's right across the street. That's right across the street. That whole thing over there, this across the street over there, that's the Pill. Man, this the 4A, this computer lab right here across the street.
Computer lab?
Yeah. For little kids to go to across the 4A. Why ever go? I stopped going to lab when I was a kid. Then stopped. I go there, stop by every once in a while.
So what do you do on an average day over here?
Average day, shit. Smoke with the homies, chill, be on alert. Man, fuck with the females.
Here comes the old. you, nigga.
It's hillside type shit, man.
Man, shit happens in real life, man. There's nothing to talk about. The walls know about it. Ain't nothing even
Project
to say.
Briggs talk.
Shit.
Here Project comes the ocean.
Look, man, what movie they filmed?
And the waves.
Oh, it's inside of shit, man. Right, that shit right there. What's going to be big out right there? The back of right there.
You said, where at, though? What happened?
Shit don't really mean nothing to us, like, you know, we been big.
Here comes the ocean, ocean
out there.
And
I
guess the spot right here.
You said this what spot? The
spot with Menace Society. There's an house right there that they was going in with Menace Society and talks with his granny. When a nigga, hey, you know what I'm saying, did something to my cousin, some shit, I ain't seen that shit
stuck
out here. It's all
the
right here.
Big stomp out
here.
Here comes the ocean.
Who played in the style that we think of as black music. You were playing with black musicians in a high school for this, and yet you're not black.
Why is
How did that?
That
come about?
Yes, I'm black, environmentally, culturally, and by choice. If you mean ethnically, my people are Greeks.
Thomas Meinecke, Move D, On the Map. Realisation Thomas Meinecke, Move D. Produktion Bayerischer Rundfunk 2015. Redaktion Herbert Kapfer.